1 Kings 9 through 10. Now it came about, when Solomon had finished building the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all that Solomon desired to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon a second time, as he appeared to him at Gibeon. And the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer, and your plea which you have offered before me. I have consecrated this house which you have built, by putting my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there always. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, in integrity of heart and honesty, acting in accordance with everything I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel forever, just as I promised your father David, saying, You shall not be deprived of a man on the throne of Israel. But if you or your sons indeed turn away from following me, and do not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have placed before you, but you go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut Israel off from the land which I have given them, and the house which I have consecrated for my name. I will expel from my sight. So Israel will become a saying and an object of derision among all peoples, and this house will become a heap of ruins. Everyone who passes by it will be appalled and hiss and say, Why has the Lord done such a thing to this land and this house? And they will say, Because they abandoned the Lord their God, who brought their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and they adopted other gods, and worshipped and served them. For that reason the Lord has brought all this adversity on them. Now it came about, at the end of 20 years in which Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house, Hiram, the king of Tyre, had supplied Solomon with cedar and juniper timber and gold, satisfying all his desire. That King Solomon then gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. So Hiram left Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they did not please him. And he said, What are these cities which you have given me, my brother? So they have been called the land of Kabul to this day. And Hiram sent to the king 120 talents of gold. Now this is the account of the forced labor which King Solomon conscripted to build the house of the Lord, his own house, the Millo, the wall of Jerusalem, Hazor, Megiddo, and Gezer. For Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and overthrown Gezer, and burned it with fire, and killed the Canaanites who lived in the city, and he had given it as a dowry to his daughter, Solomon's wife. So Solomon rebuilt Gezer, and the lower Beth-horon, and Baalath, and Tamar, in the wilderness, in the land of Judah, and all the storage cities which Solomon had, that is, the cities for his chariots, and the cities for his horsemen, and everything that it pleased Solomon to build in Jerusalem, in Lebanon, and in all the land under his rule. As for all the people who were left of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not the sons of Israel, their descendants who were left after them in the land, whom the sons of Israel were unable to completely eliminate, from them Solomon conscripted forced laborers, as they are to this day. But Solomon did not make slaves of the sons of Israel, for they were men of war, his servants, his commanders, his charioteers, his chariot commanders, and his horsemen. These were the chief officers who were in charge of Solomon's work, 550, who ruled over the people doing the work. As soon as Pharaoh's daughter came up from the city of David to her house which Solomon had built for her, he then built Millo. Now, 3 times a year, Solomon offered burnt offerings and peace offerings on the altar which he had built for the Lord, burning incense with them on the altar which was before the Lord. So he finished the house. King Solomon also built a fleet of ships in Ezion-Geber, which is near Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea, and the land of Edom. And Hiram sent his servants with the fleet, sailors who knew the sea, along with the servants of Solomon. And they went to Ophir, and received 420 talents of gold from there, and brought it to King Solomon. Now when the queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon in relation to the name of the Lord, she came to test him with riddles. So she came to Jerusalem with a very large entourage, with camels carrying balsam oil, and a very large quantity of gold and precious stones. When she came to Solomon, she spoke to him about everything that was in her heart, and Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was concealed from the king which he did not explain to her. When the queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the food at his table, the seating of his servants, the service of his waiters, and their attire, his cupbearers, and his burnt offerings which he offered at the house of the Lord, she was breathless. Then she said to the king, "It was a true story that I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom, but I did not believe the stories until I came and my own eyes saw it all. And behold, the half of it was not reported to me. You have exceeded in wisdom and prosperity the report which I heard. Blessed are your men, and blessed are these servants of yours, who stand before you continually and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you to put you on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loves Israel forever, he made you king, to do justice and righteousness." Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold, a very large amount of balsam oil, and precious stones. Never again did such a large quantity of balsam oil come in as that which the queen of Sheba gave King Solomon, and the ships of Hiram as well, which brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir a very great number of almug trees and precious stones. The king made from the almug trees supports for the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and lyres and harps for the singers. Such almug trees have not come again, nor have they been seen to this day. And King Solomon granted the queen of Sheba everything she desired, whatever she requested, besides what he gave her in proportion to his royal bounty. Then she departed, and went to her own land together with her servants. Now the weight of the gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides that from the traders, and the wares of the merchants, and all the kings of the Arabs, and the governors of the country. King Solomon made 200 large shields of beaten gold, using 600 shekels of gold on each large shield. He made 300 small shields of beaten gold, using 3 minas of gold on each shield, and the king put them in the house of the timber of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a large throne of ivory, and overlaid it with fine gold. There were 6 steps to the throne, and a round top to the throne at its back, and armrests on each side of the seat. 2 lions were standing beside the armrests. 12 lions were standing there on the 6 steps, on the one side and on the other. Nothing like it was made for any other kingdom. Now all King Solomon's drinking utensils were of gold, and all the utensils of the house of timber of Lebanon were pure gold. None was of silver. It was not considered as amounting to anything in the days of Solomon. For the king had ships of Tarshish at sea with Hiram's ships. Once every 3 years the ships of Tarshish would come carrying gold and silver, ivory, monkeys, and peacocks. So King Solomon became greater than all the kings of the earth in wealth and wisdom. And all the earth was seeking the attention of Solomon, to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they were bringing, everyone, a gift, articles of silver and gold, garments, weapons, balsam oil, horses, and mules, so much year by year. Now Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, and he stationed them in the chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem. And the king made silver as common as stones in Jerusalem. And he made cedars as plentiful as sycamore trees that are in the lowland. Also, Solomon's import of horses was from Egypt and Cui. And the king's merchants acquired them from Cui for a price. A chariot was imported from Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150, and by the same means they exported them to all the kings of the Hittites and to the kings of the Arameans. John 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus at night, and said to him, "Rabbi, We know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do, unless God is with him." Jesus responded and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a person be born when he is old? He cannot enter his mother's womb a second time and be born, can he?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which has been born of the flesh is flesh, and that which has been born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it is coming from and where it is going. So is everyone who has been born of the Spirit." Nicodemus responded and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and testify of what we have seen, and you people do not accept our testimony. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes will have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but so that the world might be saved through him. For the one who believes in him is not judged. The one who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, so that his deeds will not be exposed. But the one who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds will be revealed, as having been performed in God." After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he was spending time with them and baptizing. Now John was also baptizing in Aenon, near Salem, because there was an abundance of water there, and people were coming and being baptized, for John had not yet been thrown into prison. Then a matter of dispute developed on the part of John's disciples with a Jew about purification, and they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all the people are coming to him." John replied, "A person can receive not even one thing, unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, 'I am not the Christ, but I have been sent ahead of him.' He who has the bride is the groom, but the friend of the groom, who stands and listens to him, rejoices greatly because of the groom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all, and the one who is only from earth is of the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of this he testifies, and no one accepts his testimony. The one who has accepted his testimony has certified that God is true, for he whom God sent speaks the words of God. For he does not give the Spirit sparingly. The Father loves the Son, and has entrusted all things to his hand. The one who believes in the Son has eternal life, but the one who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." Revelation 3. To the angel of the church in Sardis, write, "He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, 'I know your deeds, that you have a name, and that you are alive, and yet you are dead. Be constantly alert, and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. So remember what you have received and heard, and keep it, and repent. Then, if you are not alert, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The one who overcomes will be clothed the same way, in white garments. I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power, and have followed my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and make them know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my word of perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of the testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who live on the earth. I am coming quickly. Hold firmly to what you have, so that no one will take your crown. The one who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it any more, and I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Proverbs 25:11-20. Like apples of gold in settings of silver, is a word spoken at the proper time. Like an earring of gold and a jewelry piece of fine gold, is a wise person who offers rebuke to a listening ear. Like the cold snow in the time of harvest, is a faithful messenger to those who send him. For he refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain, is a person who boasts of his gifts falsely. Through patience a ruler may be persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks bone. Have you found honey? Eat only what you need, so that you do not have it in excess and vomit. Let your foot rarely be in your neighbor's house, or he will become wary of you and hate you. Like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow is a person who gives false testimony against his neighbor. Like a bad tooth and an unsteady foot is confidence in a treacherous person in a time of trouble. Like one who takes off a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar on soda, is one who sings songs to a troubled heart. Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes arrogant, nor do I invite myself in great matters, or in things too difficult for me. I have certainly soothed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child resting against his mother. My soul within me is like a weaned child. Israel, wait for the Lord, from this time on and forever.